Becker, Episode 3, Pearl.
July, our anniversary. The Queen of the Rockies and I. She's a grand hotel. I am her protector. Becker's the name. Just Becker. House detective. It's been 2 years now since I came to the Queen. A couple of long-suffering friends thought it would take my mind off the past, help me forget the accident, and keep me away from the booze. I guess they must have been right, because it's worked pretty well. It still gets lonely at night, but then there's always something happening to take your mind off things, to protect you from your memories. I was doing pretty well, I thought. I sure didn't expect the past to get up off the mat and drop me with a sucker punch.
Hey, 9:45, Francois. Kitchen's closed.
Don't say another word. The coffee's on the stove and I am finishing as quickly as I can.
Well, if you stopped scrambling eggs in a double boiler and got out the old frying pan...
You are a barbarian. Oh, sacré bleu. Martel ici. Oh, Madame Skivers. We are preparing your dinner again. I am in charge, Madame. I am the chef. As you wish, Madame. Good night.
What's the problem?
The problem, my friend, is that I am a chef, an artist, not a clerk.
So?
So the room service clerk is sick. He has the flu. So I don't know how he makes it work, Becker. For me, it does not. The preparation takes time. The waiters grumble. They are afraid of losing their tips. And when the meal's ready, what do you think? The waiters have disappeared. The trays pile up by the door. You see? The food grows cold. Now, Madame has been waiting for almost an hour. His dinner has disappeared.
Ah, there you are.
No, Mr. Hickey, it is not my fault. I don't know how I am expected...
Oh, not now, Monsieur Martel. I'm afraid you're going to have to abandon that coffee, Becker. There's a disturbance in 503.
Senator James Randolph.
Oh, you know that, do you? Very good. What you don't know, however, is that a few minutes ago, a young lady, a Miss Pearl Hardy... Do you know Miss Hardy?
No, I must have missed her.
Pity. I suspect she's more your type than the senator. Well, Miss Pearl Hardy called to inform me that the senator had, as she put it, just dropped dead.
Then I better have a look.
God knows I'd seen my share of corpses in the war. Not to mention the odd body that's popped up since. You'd have had to look pretty closely to see me shudder at Senator Randolph stretched out on the floor, his naked body barely covered with a hotel towel. But you might well have heard my heart thump when I looked up at the girl. She was about 25. She'd obviously dressed quickly, and she hadn't given a thought to her makeup. Her lips were quivering, and her hands shook, but her blue eyes shone out from her pale face, and she managed a crooked smile. It was that look that did it. For a moment, she might have been the twin of a woman I once knew. A woman I was trying hard to forget.
I must look afraid.
You look like a lady who's just had someone drop dead in her lap. How'd it happen?
I don't know. He got up to go to the bathroom, that's all. He was telling a joke, laughing, and then suddenly he seemed to lose his breath. He leaned forward to grab the back of that chair. I thought he was going to sit down, but he just kept leaning further and further and... Then he was falling, and the chair snapped.
And you were in bed the whole time? You didn't move to help him?
I didn't realize. It was very quick.
Quite a feast you were planning.
What?
Scrambled eggs, fruit salad, champagne. Mum's 87. You mind?
Go ahead. Shouldn't let things go to waste.
Oh, coffee's cold.
Well, nothing stays hot forever. I'm sorry. I say these things.
Your friend was a United States senator.
He was important then?
Yeah, you could say that.
Rich?
Look, Miss Hardy, if you're even thinking about profiting from the senator's death, forget it. The hotel has rules against it.
Rules are for chickens, Becker. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the right place for a joke, is it?
Rules are for chickens. Oh, boy.
I'd heard that before. It's not that I'm a stickler for the rules, anybody's rules, but I've been around long enough to know that people who expressed that particular sentiment in that particular way were riding full tilt towards the cliff. Pearl Hardy may have been tough, but she really had no idea what she might be getting into. For the moment, I had the overwhelming desire to forget that body lying on the floor and protect her.
Are you serious, Becker? You want me to lock her up? There's no evidence. He was out for a good time, that's all.
And what do you think she was out for?
I think that lady's been working your hotel. You didn't know it, and it's got your goat.
The senator was a very important married man, Neil. He died in the arms of a very young woman, not his wife. She's already figured out that someone's going to pay to keep her quiet.
If it happens, call. We'll throw her in a cell. For the moment, however, she's free.
You do realize that this girl may be in some danger. Senators are very powerful in America.
Becker?
Protective custody. For a few days.
Look, there'll be a medical examination and then the case will be closed. What's this desire to protect her, anyway?
I don't know. She struck a chord.
Well, if you want to lock her up, I guess you'll have to prove the senator was murdered, and she's not going to thank you for that.
You notice a red mark on the senator's upper left arm?
I told you, I haven't got the medical report yet.
Well, let me know when you do.
You got an idea?
No more than you do. But I'm still looking. They say the Mounties always get their man. What they don't tell you is how long it takes them. He was right about one thing, though. I was going to have to prove that there was more to the death of Senator Randolph if I was going to stop Miss Hardy from digging herself in deeper. For the moment, however, I had to put that aside and check in with Mr. Hickey. Nothing's ever simple.
Oh, come in, Becker. Glad you could make it. Well, I'd like to introduce Mr. Harrington.
Mr. Harrington?
Mr. Harrington is Senator Randolph's deputy...
executive assistant and attorney to the Randolph family. I understand you found the senator.
Not exactly.
Not exactly, Becker?
Senator Harrington had a guest.
A woman?
I believe that's true.
What exactly was going on?
Oh, you'd have to ask the lady.
I will, if you tell me who she is.
I'm not sure that we should.
Senator Randolph was the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations.
That's the United States Senate?
Yes, Becker, that's the United States of America, on whose interests Senator Randolph is visiting your charming country. If it comes out that the senator died in bed with a young lady, it would prove the end of some very delicate negotiations. Negotiations which could be crucial to the future of the civilized world.
And the people with whom you're negotiating, they'd pull out on a question of personal morality?
They'd pull out on a question of security, Becker. Now, I'd like to meet the young lady, and I think she'd like to meet me.
Everyone has their price?
Becker.
I'll take her the message.
You do that, Becker. Good day, Mr. Hickey.
Oh, yes, good day.
So, someone wants to see me, huh?
Yep, someone wants to see you. But you better think twice before you decide you've found the end of the rainbow.
Worried about me, Becker?
Look, Miss Hardy, a man died last night. You were with him.
And you think that... Oh, Becker, I wouldn't ask for a penny.
Because you know you won't have to. It's my job to protect the guests, Pearl.
Them or me?
Both. But I've got to tell you that right now, I'm a lot more worried about you.
That's all that it is?
What do you mean?
I thought maybe you had a bit more than a professional interest.
Let's stick to the subject, Miss Hardy. You're messing with some very powerful men with very strong reasons to ensure you keep quiet.
All the better for me, if I were looking for a payoff, that is. Ah, now, why don't you relax? Call room service. Lemon tea for me. You can have whatever you want.
Lemon tea?
With a spoonful of sugar, every chance I get.
Not coffee?
Too bitter for me, Becker. I'm a very sweet lady. Come here. Let me show you.
It had been a long time. 2 years now since I'd been with a woman, since I'd felt the need. I was on the edge, that's for sure. Ready to dive. If it wasn't for that damned lemon tea. that tea she had every chance she got. The tea that wasn't on the senator's table. For a moment, I tried to push that out of my mind, to forget my suspicions and accept her offer. I was saved by the bell.
Hello? No. No. I'm sorry. This is room 609.
Anything?
Just a wrong number. Where were we?
We were discussing your future.
Oh, is that what we were doing? Oh, you remember what I told you about rules, Becker, and chickens. So, my meeting, where and who with?
So, this is the young lady.
Mr. Harrington.
Will you join me in a drink, Miss Hardy? One of your fine whiskies, perhaps. You Canadians are so refreshingly liberated in your attitudes to alcohol.
Lemon tea, Mr. Harrington.
Very wise.
If you'll excuse us, Becker.
Miss Hardy?
I'll be fine, Becker.
I'll be over by the bar.
Your friend looks after you like a jealous lover.
Puritan special, Becker?
Sounds good.
I've got a new shipment of Havana cigars.
No, just a drink, Keith.
Coming up. So, what's the story on the senator?
I'll tell you when I hear it. You ever seen that girl before?
She the one?
Keith.
All right, Becker. I saw her last night. And the night before. Pretty, isn't she? Reminds me of someone. Always drinks lemon tea. Always wears the same dress. That's odd, don't you think?
The tea or the dress?
That girl's got class, Becker. She's three dresses a day.
Did you see who she was with?
Old geezer last night. Probably American, bourbon and water. The senator, right? Couldn't keep his hands off her.
You got any idea when they left?
8:58.
That's pretty exact for you, Keith.
Just before my break. Mr. Hickey's new policy, Becker. You take your break at 9, or you don't take it.
Call for Miss Hardy. Call for Miss Hardy.
Over here.
Now that's interesting. Give me one of those Havanas, will you? And keep an eye on the girl.
My pleasure, Mr. Becker.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, hold on for a moment.
Hey, Becker, where you been?
Here and there.
Yeah? Well, you must have been more there than here. What can I do for you, Becker?
Just a little information.
I don't know, Becker.
There's a cigar in it for you.
Havana?
The real McCoy.
Let's see.
When I get the information.
You don't expect me to give out without I inspect the merchandise, do you, Becker?
Well, okay, but...
Havana. Very nice. I am ready to be corrupted.
That message you just delivered.
Her name's Miss Hardy. A girl with it, if I do say so myself.
Where did it come from, Jimmy?
A waiter.
Which waiter?
How should I know?
Well, you work here, don't you?
You don't understand these guys, Becker. They got the brains of a flea, the conceit of a maitre d', and they don't share their tips. I ignore them as much as possible.
Look, Jimmy, it can't be that common an occurrence, a waiter sending a message to a guest.
Maybe you need a little corrupting yourself, Becker. Happens all the time. Guests like protection, so they give the message to the waiter, to give to the bellhop, to give to whoever. Nobody knows who sent it. You know, I'm not sure that guy was a waiter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he gave me a tip.
He could be an exception.
Yeah, and pigs can fly.
Yeah, well, okay, thanks, Jimmy. It wasn't really worth the cigar, but go ahead.
You don't want to know the message?
What's that going to cost me?
Under normal circumstances, it would cost you a lot, Becker. But I'd hate for you to think you didn't get a fair trade for your cigar. Even if you get them for free at the bar.
You're too cynical, Jimmy.
Yeah. You spend your life staring rich people in the waist, and that's what happens. You get cynical. The message said, "What's happening? Remember your mine." The mine was underlined. Any help?
Most help I've had all day.
Hey, maybe we should go into business.
Yeah, if you don't get fired for reading other people's mail first.
No, 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 Becker. I do not wish to discuss this meal again. Last night, I listened to Mrs. Skivers. This morning, I listened to Mr. Hickey.
I understand, Francois. I just want to know if you remember the menu.
Scrambled eggs, compote fruit.
Fruit salad?
Fruit salad, champagne, Mum's 87, coffee. Sacre bleu, Becker, it is only a meal.
But that particular meal turned up in Senator Randolph's room.
The dead senator?
Exactly.
With a young lady, Miss Hardy?
Well, it's only a guess, Francois, but it's more than likely that it was delivered to that room by a waiter.
No, no, I have questioned every one of them about this meal.
Then someone dressed as a waiter.
I suppose if he were properly dressed.
A uniform, oui. Which he would get
from the small changing room below the pantry. But all the uniforms are accounted for. Each waiter has one, and they are on their backs.
It's got to be here somewhere, Francois. Do you remember when the order came in?
I have been through all this with Mr. Hickey Becker. The order came in at 8:50.
Do you write the orders down?
James, the regular clerk, would have. This is all the fault of his not being here.
Does James wear the same uniform as the waiters?
Of course. When things are very busy, he must sometimes help out. But James was sick. He was not here last night.
Which means that his uniform could have been.
Oh,
I think we had better talk to James.
I will get him.
Now wait here. I have a phone call to make.
It only took a couple of minutes to get the information I needed from Sergeant Drake. But when I put the phone down, I had a pretty good idea of what had happened last night in 503. It didn't make me very happy. And I had a strong suspicion that what James, the room service clerk, was going to tell me would only make me feel worse.
James, this is Mr. Becker.
Everyone knows Mr. Becker.
Sit down, James.
I prefer to stand, thank you. What's this all about?
Last night, a very important guest, an American senator, died in his suite.
Yes, we heard it was a heart attack.
Perhaps it was, perhaps it wasn't. We don't know. But we do know that just before he died, a tray he hadn't ordered was delivered to his room by a waiter, or someone dressed as a waiter. Do you know anything about this, James?
I wasn't here.
Ah, right. Flu, wasn't it?
I don't know anything about what happened to the senator.
You weren't here.
That's right. I told Monsieur Martin...
Tell me, James. Keeping in mind the fact that we may be talking about a murder.
Someone took my uniform from the rack.
Someone took your uniform, but you didn't report it?
I was afraid...
You were afraid of me?
I've got a family back home.
Right. Now, the uniform you're wearing now, it was returned?
No. This belongs to a friend. I can't tell you who it is.
It's all right. I know everything I need to know.
And I won't be...
With any luck, you'll have your clothes back tonight.
And we will forget that this happened. But the next time...
That's all.
Go back to work, James.
Yes, Monsieur Martel. Thank you, Mr. Becker.
Oh, Becker. Poor James. I prefer to stand. I prefer to stand. His trousers were so tight he cannot sit down. He looks like a tango dancer.
Damn.
Becker, something is wrong?
No. No, nothing is wrong. It's all coming together. I don't suppose there was any lemon tea on that order, the one that was stolen.
Lemon tea?
It's Miss Hardy's favorite drink.
Is she so extraordinary, Miss Hardy?
What do you mean?
You know there was no lemon tea.
Well, it was a long shot. There is something about her, Francois. She reminds me of someone I once knew before your time. Her name was Madeline Prescott.
I have heard.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. People have long memories for some things. She was... Oh, hell, I can't talk about it right now.
Are you in love with Miss Hardy, Becker?
No. But I do want to protect her. I don't want to know what I know.
Then you must forget about what you know. Go to your cabin and sleep. When you wake up, she may be gone. But I do not know that you will be any happier.
Francois was right. It wasn't going to make me any happier. Besides, the truth is, I wanted to see her again. I wanted to see her out of this hotel and far away, before her chances ran out. I wanted her away from Harrington and the mysterious young man in the waiter suit. I wanted her away from me. So when Jimmy arrived in the kitchen to tell me she was back in her room, I figured it was time for tea.
What's this?
Tea. Lemon tea for two.
That's sweet, but I don't have time for it anymore.
Sit down and have a cup of tea.
Mr. Harrington wants me out as soon as possible.
And your friend? What does he want?
My friend?
What's happening? Remember your mine. Sounds like the jealous type to me.
That young man has a passion for me, Becker. It's probably my fault. Well, it is my fault. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
Do you remember whether you ordered lemon tea last night?
What are you talking about?
Ordered. Room service for you and the senator?
I forget what we ordered.
Scrambled eggs, fruit salad, champagne.
Sounds possible.
Coffee, but no lemon tea. That's interesting, don't you think?
What are you getting at?
What's even more interesting is that precisely that meal was ordered 10 minutes before you left the bar. It disappeared from the kitchen a short time later.
Meaning?
Meaning that you didn't order that food.
I suppose it's possible we got the wrong order. I wasn't really in a position to notice.
I don't think you ordered anything.
Well, I don't know what I can do to convince you. I'm clean out of witnesses.
Oh, not quite. Somebody delivered that order. Probably the same somebody who took it from the kitchen. Given the fact that room service was backed up and the chef scrambles eggs in a double boiler, we can estimate that was 9:20 at the earliest. That would put the order in the senator's room by 9:30, which is 10 minutes from the time you called to report the senator's unfortunate accident. You know, I'd be willing to bet that waiter was in the room when the old man... Oh, did I mention I've just talked with Sergeant Drake about the coroner's report? There was significant bruising to both his upper arms. Almost as if someone grabbed him.
I tried to break his fall.
But you told me you were in bed. The whole time.
Put that down. Becker!
Yes? No, you ain't got the wrong number, kid. We're very busy right now. You know what I mean? And I don't have time to straighten you out. Scram, kid. I'll be looking after the lady from now on.
Why'd you do that?
I guess my curiosity got the better of me.
You're ridiculous. I've got to go.
I'm afraid you just lost your last chance, Pearl. Besides, I think it would be polite if we both were here when he arrived.
What makes you think he'll come?
He'll be here. In the meantime, why don't you entertain me with the real story?
Why don't you entertain yourself?
Okay. First of all, you've only got one dress, but you don't read poor to me, so... Well, you probably left someplace in a hurry. You got this far and you ran out of cash.
Someone stole my suitcase.
No, you'd have reported that. And you'd have certainly replaced the dresses. No, I figure you and your boyfriend.
So now he's my boyfriend.
My guess is that the two of you decided to improve your luck by shaking down an old man. You'd get him into bed, and then your friend... What's his name?
You mean you don't know that?
All right. Your friend would arrive at the door with a late supper, courtesy of the management, perhaps? I'm guessing he has some experience as a waiter. And once he was inside, of course, he could transform himself into the outraged husband. But it didn't quite work out, did it?
You tell me.
I thought you might appreciate the chance to spill the beans before our guest arrives.
Why would I appreciate that?
I might put in a good word for you.
That's not a great deal, Becker.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But that's it.
This is so unfair. What do you want from me?
The truth, Pearl. Quickly.
It wasn't my fault. The senator let him in, and I came to the bedroom door. I was wrapped in a sheet. I guess it was stupid, but I swear I didn't... He went crazy. He just went off his head. He was going to kill him.
But the senator had a convenient heart attack.
It was terrible.
But you managed to conquer your qualms enough to stick around for the payoff.
It wasn't like that.
But your friend had to hide out. Unfortunately, he left dinner behind.
He panicked. He ran away.
But you stayed.
Yeah, what else was I going to do? He was a sweet old guy, the senator. I couldn't just leave him lying on the floor, especially like that. So I cleaned up what had to be cleaned up and called the manager, and before I knew it, you were there. It was you who gave me the idea. I didn't know he was that important until you told me. And then I realized I wouldn't have to do anything. It would just come to me. And I could get away. Free and clear. But now he wants back. He's ruined the whole thing. It's not fair, Becker. You've got me, and he's going to get away with it.
He'll be back.
No, he's gone. Anybody'd know this was a trap.
That boy's fixed on you, Pearl. He's going to walk right in.
What makes you so smart?
Let's just say I know what it's like to be fixed on someone.
I thought you might be a little fixed on me, Becker.
Yeah, well, I knew a woman a couple of years ago who looked a lot like you.
Oh, listen, Becker, I could.
Room service.
Danny,
good to meet you. I never did see Pearl Hardy again. Not after I turned her and Danny over to Sergeant Drake. Not that he was able to hold her for long.
The senator's death was ruled the result of natural causes, and Pearl disappeared, with whatever she got from Harrington. I suspect a little bit of diplomatic pressure was applied. It turned out Danny had been a busboy here at the Queen for the summer a couple of years ago. He got 30 days for impersonating a waiter and borrowing a couple of meals. I guess it gave Pearl enough time to get away. As for me, I'm left with a couple more memories I could do without. They get harder to ignore. But then I figure you can't protect yourself from yourself. You can't protect anyone from themselves.
You've just heard Pearl, episode 3 of Becker, written by Martin Kinch. Featured in the cast were Andy Maton as Becker, Stephen Hare as Hickey, David Loraney as Francois, and Daryl Shuttleworth as Drake. Kate Newby played Pearl, with Brian Jensen as Harrington and Terry Belville as Keith. Gordon Signer was Jimmy, and you heard Mark Bellamy as James and Danny. Music for Becker is arranged by keyboard player and conductor Miles Jackson. The recording engineer is Bob Doble, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland. The production assistant, Christine Story. Becker is produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. The series script consultant is James W. Nickel, and the executive producer in Toronto is Bill Howell.